Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 159, God Works in Me. For everything, there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven. Ecclesiastes 3:1. Let that land for a moment. Everything, not some things, not the easy things, everything has its season. This isn't a motivational phrase. This is a declaration about the nature of God. He is not rushed. He is not behind. He has an appointed time for every purpose in your life, and nothing, no delay, no detour, no mistake can undo what he has already determined. But I know what you're carrying, because you've prayed, and the silence felt like an answer you didn't want. You've obeyed, and the results haven't come. You've stepped out in faith, and the road still looks long. And that quiet voice starts to ask, has God forgotten about me? My friend, he has not forgotten. He is working. Think about Edison. He didn't arrive at his discovery on the first try, or the 10th, or the 100th. He arrived after thousands of attempts. And every attempt that didn't work wasn't failure. It was formation. It was learning. It was part of the process. And the process, hear me on this, the process is part of God's purpose for you. It's not only the destination that matters. It's the person you become on the way there. Because some things only grow slowly. The strongest tree didn't rise overnight. Character isn't built in a weekend. The faith that holds through a storm is the faith that was forged in the quiet, in the waiting, in the days when you saw nothing and chose to trust anyway. God works continually, even when you cannot see it, even when you cannot feel it. He is working in your heart right now, shaping the way you think, the way you decide, the way you love. He is doing something, friend, even in the silence. So the answer is not to rush, not to try to force the harvest before its time. The answer is perseverance, that steady, quiet perseverance, that faith which doesn't shout but doesn't retreat either, the patience that says, I don't understand the timeline, but I trust the God who holds it. That is not passivity. That is the most courageous posture there is, to trust what you cannot yet see. And what does God ask of you today? Not to figure it all out, not to understand his calendar. He asks for a seed, one faithful seed, planted today. So here is the call, clear, concrete, and bold. Today, plant the seed. Maybe it's an honest prayer you've been putting off. Maybe it's one small step toward what he's placed in your heart. A conversation you've been avoiding. A decision you've been delaying. A forgiveness you need to extend. An hour given to what matters. Plant that seed and leave the harvest with God. He knows exactly the right day to bring it up from the ground. The timing is his. The work is his. But the seed, that is your part. Plant it today. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.